KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, thunderstorms, lower 50s. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, mid 40s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, we'll continue with scattered rain showers, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, rain 51, and Friday into Friday night, we'll continue with rain and storms. Right now, it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Police say a man who demanded a ride at gunpoint was shot and killed by the man he was threatening. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the shooting happened early Sunday morning in the parking lot of a West Topeka apartment complex. The KBI says the incident began when 29-year-old Albert Meade Jr. approached and demanded a ride from a 19-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman who had just parked their car in the lot. Police say when the younger man refused, Meade pulled a gun. The 19-year-old then pulled his own gun and shot Meade, who was taken to a hospital and pronounced deceased. The couple were questioned by police and later released. The Kingman County Sheriff's Office said yesterday one of its deputies was accidentally electrocuted on Labor Day. The Sheriff's Office said Deputy Marion Guy Williams was working in his backyard when the accidental electrocution happened. Deputy Williams was an 8-year veteran of the Kingman County Sheriff's Office. Mid-America Network News.
Most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Kansas Education Deputy Commissioner Dale Dennis retiring after a 53-year career with the department. The agency announced yesterday Dennis will retire effective the end of this month. He joined the Education Department in 1967, was named Deputy Commissioner in 1976, and has been Interim Commissioner of Education 4 times since July of 1995. As Deputy Commissioner of Fiscal and Administrative Services, Dennis supervises the distribution of about $5 billion in state and federal funds to schools. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly praised Dennis as a relentless advocate for Kansas schools. Craig Neuenswander, who is Director of School Finance, will take over Dennis's position. Investigators are examining the city of Wichita's handling of records after a complaint by a founder of a group seeking to save the Century 2 Convention and Performing Arts Center. The Wichita Eagle reports the group's leader says she's gotten what she believes to be incorrect and incomplete information. Mid-America Network.
Home. It's your safe haven. It's where you raise your family and create memories that last a lifetime. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect this prized possession with homeowners insurance that fits your priorities and your budget. With a variety of homeowners coverage options, you can rest easy knowing your home and those who live and visit there are protected. When you're confident you have the coverage you need, you can focus on those little moments that matter. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska's second largest school district adding clear plastic barriers to school lunch tables in an effort to prevent the spread of the coronavirus as the number of cases in the state reached nearly 36,000 and deaths from COVID-19 have now surpassed 400. The Lincoln Journal Star reports Lincoln Public Schools plans to outfit all of its school lunchrooms with the barriers over the coming weeks. Two McCook City employees have been found dead inside a wastewater treatment plant. The Kearney Hub reports that the bodies of 65-year-old Larry Dickey and 43-year-old Kenneth Keslin were found Sunday afternoon inside a sludge pump house. Police said in a news release officers were sent to the plant for a welfare check after one of the employees failed to return home from work. Officers spotted an employee's personal items outside the pump house, prompting a search inside. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week heard an update on the Irish Creek Wind Farm. A draft of a site plan was presented for review. A concern was brought forward regarding the flight pattern for the Marysville Airport. The FAA will have to approve the turbine placement plan, but a definitive location will need to be determined prior to FFA approval. Former Commissioner Dave Stump is still concerned with the 10-year exemption for the wind farm, and feels before they can be given the exemption, they should agree to payment in lieu of taxes. It was noted the exemption is a state mandate. The county cannot force NextEra to pay anything over and above what state statute requires. Therefore, the county cannot insist upon payment in lieu of taxes for those first 10 years. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week noted several comments from residents regarding consideration of a countywide road system. Many were reported not in favor. The health department has served letters asking quarantine from families who may have been exposed to COVID-19. Tiffany Heyman reported some negative feedback from citizens as a result. She outlined contact tracing procedures. It was reported that a couple of health care facilities in Washington County may have been exposed. She noted a significant number of elderly residents in care facilities and otherwise that may be vulnerable or at increased risk of exposure. Mask requirements in the courthouse and concern with potential widespread outbreaks within county departments and the appropriate response, allowing continuing operations. Nemahal County Commissioners last week discussed wages for county employees for 2021. The board reviewed a draft of a Nemahal County 2021 budget and suggested changes. Another positive COVID-19 test in Marshall County reported this past weekend brings active cases to 3 with 13 recoveries. As of Tuesday, Washington County reported just 2 active cases with 14 recoveries following a recent outbreak. A Nemahal Central staff member in Seneca has tested positive and has been quarantined. The number of active cases in Nemahal County now reported at 7 with 54 recoveries to date. Injury accidents were reported in Washington County. August 22nd, Emma Wallmeyer of Concordia lost control over Corrected, and her vehicle rolled onto its top off U.S. 36, a half mile east of Fox Road. The driver was transported to Republic County Hospital. August 25th, Christopher Whitaker of Washington lost control, rolling his vehicle on 11th Road just east of Yankee Road. The driver was transported to Hanover Hospital. No immediate details on a two-car accident at the Beatty Junction on U.S. 36 at K-99 on Tuesday afternoon. Both vehicles went into the ditch at the intersection. An injury accident in Marshall County was reported August 3rd. Danielle Hopped of Marysville lost control and rolled in the grass median on U.S. 36 near North 6th Road. The driver was transported to Community Memorial Healthcare. $1,000 bond was set for Todd Metcalf, who was arrested August 26th on pending charges of criminal damage to property after authorities responded to a report of a disturbance at 310 East Street in Greenleaf. Palmer Fire Department, August 29th, was dispatched for a combine fire at 970 Heritage Road. August 31st, the Washington Fire Department was dispatched to U.S. 36 and Upland Roads for truck fire. A Belleville woman, Stacy McMahon, posted $5,000 bond in Washington County on an active warrant out of Clay County for burglary, theft, and criminal damage to property after she was arrested and held in the Washington County Jail on $1,000 bond on pending charges of violation of driving restrictions and no proof of insurance after a traffic stop in Washington. Daniel G. Matthews, age 60, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Daniel Matthews. Luanna K. Brooks, age 73, of Manhattan, passed away Tuesday. Private family funeral service is planned Monday, burial at Fairmont Cemetery in Blue Rapids. Public visitation Sunday, noon until 8, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Luanna Brooks. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, redskin potatoes, peas, and cherries. Tomorrow, ham, scalloped potatoes, Capri blend, and tropical fruit. KNDYD's time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a stationary boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest and an upper level low across the Rockies. All of this combined is going to bring cloudy skies, ongoing showers and thunderstorms off and on as we head through this Wednesday tonight, all the way through the end of the week before finally the system will move out of the area as we head into it Saturday. But we do have another low pressure system that's going to move across the central upper parts of the Midwest as we head into the weekend. We'll continue with these chilly temperatures, but we will see a warm-up as we head towards the end of the week. So across the area, mostly cloudy, rain, showers, thunderstorms, lower 50s with wind gusts at 25. Tonight, we'll continue with showers likely, cloudy skies, mid-40s with wind gusts as high as 20. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 50s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
45 degrees Wednesday morning, just 2 degrees off a recent record low of 43 set back in 2008, the average low 59. Average high temperature 82 with a recent record high of 98 set in 2013. We received around 3/4 of an inch of rain Tuesday into early Wednesday. Sunset this evening 7:43, sunrise in the morning at 7:02.
Welcome the fall and winter seasons with a fresh coat of paint and money-saving rebates from Valspar at Hometown Lumber and Hardware. Get up to $80 back with your paint purchase from September 4th through 12th. Choose from Valspar Pristine and Medallion Paint for a $10 rebate per gallon and $40 rebates per 5-gallon containers. Bring some warmth into your home with new paint colors. See Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville for Valspar rebate details.
LeBron makes playoff history again and a heartfelt message at the U.S. Open. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Miami Heat face little pushback en route to toppling the team with the NBA's best record.
Korver, nowhere to go, gave it to Jimmy Butler, and Butler's got a free one down the floor. Butler and a two-hand jam.
The call on WAXY, Jimmy Butler was one of four Heat players to score in double figures. His team-high 17 points carried Miami past the Giannis-less Milwaukee Bucks 103-94 to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. In the Western Conference, LeBron James continued to pad his future Hall of Fame resume.
LeBron dribbling, cut off by P.J. Tucker. LeBron dribbles between his legs, shoots a three over Tucker, and buries it.
On ESPN LA 710, the Lakers used a 23-9 fourth quarter run to put the Rockets away 112-102. James now holds the NBA's record for the most career playoff victories with 162, passing former Lakers guard Derek Fisher. Following her straight sets victory over Shelby Rogers, Naomi Osaka received video messages from the parents of Trayvon Martin and Ahmaud Arbery, thanking the two-time Grand Slam winner for keeping their children's memories alive. Osaka, who has posted the names of victims of police violence and racial injustice on her face masks throughout the U.S. Open, was deeply moved by the heartfelt messages.
I feel like I'm a vessel at this point in order to spread awareness, and hopefully it's not going to dull the pain, but hopefully I can, you know, help.
Osaka will face Jennifer Brady in the semifinals tomorrow. Stanley Cup, the Vegas Golden Knights avoided falling into a 2-0 hole in the Western Finals.
Just over 4 minutes on man advantage. Carlson shot. They score! Will Carlson, it's a power play goal. 2-0 Vegas.
On KRLV, Las Vegas shuts out the Dallas Stars 3-0 to tie the best of seven series at 1 game apiece. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller, Odell, and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday. Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday. Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Farm Service Agency reminding farm owners that they have a one-time opportunity to update price loss coverage program yields for covered commodities on the farm. The deadline is September 30th of this year to update the yields, which are used to calculate the PLC payments for 2020 through 2023. Additionally, producers who elected agriculture risk coverage, or ARC, should also consider updating their yields. The updating yields requires signature of one owner of the farm and not all owners. And if a yield update is not made, no action is required to maintain the existing base crop yield on file with the FSA. For program payments, updated yields will be applying beginning with the 2020 crop year, which should payments trigger will be paid out in October of 2021. The updated yield will be equal to 90% of the average yield per planted acre in crop years 2013 through 2017, and that excludes any year where the applicable covered commodity was not planted and is subject to the ratio obtained by dividing the 2008 through 2012 average national yield by the 2013 through 2017 average national yield for the covered commodity. Biofuel advocates are urging President Trump to stand up against the urgent threat facing rural communities and reject oil industry exemptions from the renewable fuel standard. In a letter, 93 farm organizations and biofuel industry stakeholders told the president that they've seen too many plant shuts down, too many jobs lost, and too many farmers deprived of vital markets. The letter was offered in response to the EPA's ongoing consideration of nearly 100 refiner exemptions, including 67 retroactive gap year petitions. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we kick off a Wednesday morning. Beer market's not quite open yet, but as the trading wrapped up yesterday on a Tuesday, not too bad of a day. Livestock had a decent green day, and the grains and soybeans had mixed across the board, but a lot of green popped up throughout the day, which was nice to see. Live cattle yesterday wrapped up with October up 132 to 105.77. December was up 165 to 110.12. On the feeder cattle side, September was up 130 to 138.95, and the feeder cattle for October up 135 to 139.85. On the lean hog side, October up 7 cents, $2.59.90. And December lean hogs were up 42 cents, $2.58.67. On the soybeans, as we mentioned, they started off pretty rough yesterday, but had a lot of green by the end of the day, with September soybeans up 3.5 to 973 even, November up 5 points to 973. On the meal side, they struggled a little bit, with September down 260 to 307.20, and October was down 270 to 309.40. On the oil, we saw some green here, 49 cents higher for September to 33.57, and October down 50 cents to 33.27. Over in the grains, we did see corn higher and wheat lower by the end of trading yesterday, so we'll see what they look like as we open up here in just a little bit. But September corn was up 3.75 to 351 even. December was up 3.75 to 361.75. On the wheat, as we mentioned, they struggled quite a bit yesterday. 6.5 points lower for September to 533.25, with December down 6 points to 544.25. KC wheat, September was down 3 points to 471.5, and December was down 3 points to 469.5. as well. So we'll see where they come by the end of, in the opening of trading earlier in just a little bit. Real quickly, on the cotton side, we saw them struggle quite a bit yesterday for a Tuesday. Cotton October was down 93 cents to 63.19, and December down 97 cents to 64.02. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. It's time to harvest and time to plan. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Our gardening guru, Jim Fazell, is with us today, and it is one of the best times of the year, isn't it? Harvest time. It's also time to start planning for next year. Jim?
Yes, you know, the garden season doesn't stop. In fact, farming season doesn't stop either. These guys that are picking corn or will be picking corn pretty quick, when they get the last bushel in the bin, that doesn't mean they're done for the year. They've got next year to plan for, and it just keeps going, which means that we never have a pause as far as getting things done, but we never get bored because there's always something ahead.
Yeah, well, never a dull moment, but let's talk about your tomatoes. I understand you're having trouble with squirrels.
Yes, that's a fact. You know, we've had one of the best tomato crops we've had in a long time. I'm not sure why. It just happened. It's varieties that we've grown before, but we've got a terrific crop of not just the little grape tomatoes, but big slicing tomatoes. And it's strange that squirrels, they must sit and watch, and as soon as one starts to turn red, they get out there, they yank that thing off, and they take a couple of bites out of it and leave it because they really don't like to eat those things. Well, we had maybe a dozen of them that were picked off. I finally said, enough, and I got my squirrel trap out, and I began relocating. I relocated too, and then there was no more biting of tomatoes, so I guess we're in the clear for now. But you mentioned it's planting time. You know, when it's planting time in the garden, a lot of times that's when we divide things, and this is a terrific time to begin dividing some of the plants. It's better to do it now than in the spring on many of these because it gives them a chance to develop a good root system before the growing season starts, because as long as the ground is thawed, and before it gets down too close to freezing temperature, these plants continue to make roots down there where they'll have roots that will be available next spring to push up nice plants, and it will show up in the flowering in the next year's bloom. If you transplant these things in spring, a lot of times they fail to bloom or bloom very poorly. Before I talk about a couple of these varieties, one thing I want to emphasize is the importance of labeling. Now, the daylilies and the iris and the spring bulbs are done flowering, so if you did not label these, you're going to go out and say, where was that red daylily that I wanted to move? Well, if you have your labels down, you don't have to ask. The other thing you might do, in case the labels do get moved or removed, squirrels can do that too, make a map and show what is where in your garden. This will be accurate if the labels go out, especially if most of the labels are there. You can say, oh yeah, this one with no label is that red that I was looking for.
More from Jim Fazell tomorrow, back after this.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Soggy around the edges again this morning. A light mist, light sprinkles in the air for the most part have continued pretty much off and on the last almost 24 hours. We're about three-quarter inch in our rain gauge with about 30 hundredths first round yesterday. And another 40 hundredths or so overnight, looks like, at our studios. Just a notch off a recent record low from 2008, we've dropped 44, with highs only around 50, and a cloudy overcast will remain today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Michael Franco drove in the go-ahead run with a sacrifice fly in the eighth inning and an RBI single in the ninth as Kansas City beat the Cleveland Indians 8-6 to snap a seven-game losing streak. Whit Merrifield hit a three-run homer, and Cam Gallagher had an RBI double for Kansas City, which had been outscored 51-18 and only held the lead after one inning in losing its first seven games in September. Adalberto Mondesi led off the eighth with a single off Adam Clymer and scored on Franco's fly to center to put the Royals up 6-5. Carlos Santana, Sandy Leon, and Francisco Lindor all homered for Cleveland. From the diamond to the gridiron, Kansas State's opener against Arkansas State this Saturday has been moved from its original 2:30 p.m. start to 11 in the morning. The K-State-Arkansas State game will be televised nationally on Fox. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school football action Friday. Marysville opens North Central Kansas League play hosting Wamego on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort entertains Wetmore in a homecoming tilt, live on FM 95.5. All of our high school games on air, online, and on our mobile app. Cape Rep's pregame show begins at 6, followed by the Coach's Corner Roundup, and pregame preceding the 7 o'clock kickoff. Plus, the Marysville Valley Heights game is currently archived and available through KNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page.
There's always a buzz about the Almanac's long-range weather predictions, and for good reason. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call US Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let US Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121. 7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 9th. It is the 253rd day of the year, and comedian Adam Sandler has a birthday. The 2021 edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac will soon be appearing on store shelves. As usual, our long-range weather predictions will be the most talked-about feature. We can't tell you what they are just yet, but we can tell you what makes our methodology so reliable. In addition to considering climate models, analogs of known weather patterns, and atmospheric teleconnections, the effects of solar cycles and sun activity also play an important role. And we're always refining our system as new technologies and data become available. So look for a fresh edition on newsstands in the coming weeks. Check out our latest weather predictions and much more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find a retailer near you, visit almanac.com.
KNDY.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down. And say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain. And I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wide. Girl, you got to be right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you want to rally again? Find a row with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We can leave the night on. Now all the stars are turning blue. Just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a rope with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind.